Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful to have this time with you together, knowing that you're learning the Word of God, you're understanding the truths of the Bible. The idea is to make it so simple that we all can learn, and we know that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, so regardless of how it is and what it says, He will guide us into all truth. We want to pray that the Lord will bless us with the Holy Spirit today to teach us. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, it's always a joy to come to your word knowing that you're behind it. You wrote it. You use men to write it down on paper, but you, Lord, are the author of the things that we read. So we are excited today to read in your word once again, knowing that you desire for us to keep the principles of the kingdom of God. We ask you by your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. And Lord, that our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts would be open to receive from you. We bless you and thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Prescription for Worry. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Paul the Apostle gave the Philippian church members instructions concerning their day-to-day living in his letter to them. He told them how to work with the women in the church and to rejoice in the Lord and let their moderation be known unto all men. The Lord's return was near, and their lives were to be a witness of the salvation that is offered through Jesus' name. In chapter 4 and verse 6 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul gives them a prescription for when they worry, where we read, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." The verse begins, "Be careful for nothing." The idea behind the phrase, "be careful," is to be full of care, anxious, or worried. And Paul's instruction was to be careful for nothing. There should be nothing in the church members' lives of which they are overly concerned. In the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 6 and verses 25 through 34, Jesus shared concerning not taking anxious thought about such things as clothing, food, and drink. And Paul repeats this idea with the Philippians. The verse goes on to say, "But in everything by prayer and supplication." Paul did not leave the church members with only the idea of not taking anxious thought or being worried about things, but he provided this solution or prescription for worry. He said, "But in everything." And by the way, when we see the word everything, we know it means everything by prayer, which is talking to and sharing with God, and supplication, which is need, indigence, want, privation, penury, seeking, asking, entreating God or to man. We are to go to God with our worries. Basically, prayer is talking to God about our worries, and supplication is intensive, pleading prayer for our concerns. The verse continues with thanksgiving. Let us note as well that Paul encourages the Philippians to include in their prayers and supplications this attitude, with thanksgiving, which means thankfulness or giving of thanks. Not only were the Philippians to make their pleas, but they were to do so with grateful and thankful hearts and minds. Finally, the verse says, "Let your request be made known unto God." Paul wrote that the Philippian church members should let, which again means permit, allow, make known their request or petition request or what is required, and they were to make these requests known unto God. It was not as though God did not already know what they would petition, but rather by an act of obedience, they were to submit these desires to God Almighty. As we think about Paul's words in this verse, perhaps we have areas in our lives in which we worry. We might even surmise that the reason God saw it appropriate to put this verse in the Bible is because he knew we would be prone to be anxious. Because we feel that we cannot handle situations or certain situations or are inadequate for some circumstances, we worry about them. and think things like this. What if this happens? Or what if that happens? What will we do if? And on it goes. Paul has given God's solution when we worry. First, hear him say, be careful for nothing. Second, in everything, pray and make supplication. Third, be thankful. Sometimes in the midst of worry, it is good to sit down and make a list of all the things we have rather than focusing on what we do not have. Finally, let your request be made known unto God. In other words, we should tell the Lord what we desire. The answer he provides may or may not be as we desire, but at least we will have put our request before him. If we follow this prescription when we worry, anxious thoughts will fade. However, there's a wonderful promise that is given in the next verse that we will have to wait until next time to see. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians the result of their following the prescription for worry. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.